Bueno, bienvenidos a los podcasts de Trainline. Aprende inglés con episodios diseñados para personas ocupadas como tú. Avanza rápidamente y domina el idioma en solo unos minutos al día. Recuerda que nuestras clases con método único tienen las mejores reseñas de academias en Google, así que pruébalas gratis. Tu futuro está solo un podcast de distancia. Pero, Aline, qué maleducados, ¿no? Ni nos hemos presentado ni nada. Hay que ver. Bueno, yo soy Johnny y aquí tenemos a Aline. ¿Qué tal, Aline? ¿Cómo estás hoy?
Encantada de estar contigo. Welcome, everybody.
So, yes. Hello. Hello, everyone. Well, welcome to Trainline's English Podcast. I'm Johnny, as we said, and today we are diving into one of the world's greatest mysteries, the Bermuda Triangle. Wow.
And I'm Aline, and today we'll explore the mysteries behind the Bermuda Triangle and practice using there was and there were to talk about events from the past. Let's get started.
Vamos allá. Muy bien. Okay, so I think we will start with a dialogue. I think it's an interesting one. Our listeners today will enjoy a lot. So that's fine. Claro, tenemos que recordar que esto también es una dos nivel, así que algo meteremos en español y os explicaremos un poquito después. Pero bueno, vamos a empezar, Aline. Did you know that there were over 100 disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle? Planes, ships, everything just vanished, desapareció.
Yes, but I think there's always an explanation. Maybe there was a storm or unusual weather patterns.
But wait, there were strange lights in the sky during many disappearances. People saw them. How do you explain that?
Some scientists think there was ball lightning. It's a rare form of lightning, relámpago, that looks like glowing balls in the sky.
Okay. But what about the SS Cyclops? There was a big Navy ship with more than 300 people aboard. But when it disappeared, there weren't any survivors and there wasn't any wreckage.
Yes, that's true. But some experts believe there was a mechanical problem with the ship or that it was carrying too much weight. Plus, there were strong ocean currents in the Bermuda Triangle.
Well, as you can see, I'm a little bit... That's the Bermuda Triangle effect. Okay, still, I don't know if that explains everything. What about the, well, this is the famous Scottish, no? Loch Ness, no? The Loch Ness Monster in Scotland. There were sightings and of the monster for years.
Yes, but again, Johnny, most scientists believe that there was probably a large fish or something similar. It's fascinating, but we must stay rational.
Well, speaking of mysteries, did you know that in Spain, there was a famous statue called La Dama de Elche? There were many theories about its origin, but now we know it's from the Iberian period.
Exactly. There was mystery at first, but we have answers now. Sometimes the real explanation is just as interesting as the mystery.
Okay. No te voy a convencer, Aline. Veo que no te voy a So, vamos a repasar un poquito explicación de algo del vocabulario, porque posiblemente para nuestros escuchantes del nivel A2, algunas de las palabras que hemos utilizado a lo mejor son un poquito deep, ¿no? Profundas.
Sí.
Así que, por ejemplo, alguna palabra clave, por ejemplo, disappearances, ¿no? Desapariciones, muy parecido al español. Cuando alguien desaparece misteriosamente, ¿no? He has disappeared, ¿no? Okay. Vale. Tenemos también wreckage, ¿no? Restos de un barco, ¿no? o de un avión después de un accidente. ¿Sí? Y luego después tenemos las currents, ¿no? Las corrientes de agua, que pueden ser fuertes y afectar a los barcos. Así que tenemos algunas de esas palabritas.
Sí, también hemos usado la palabra survivors, que significa superviviente, ¿no? Y en el diálogo también hemos dicho there weren't any survivors del SS Cyclops. So these are words, son palabras que no utilizamos todos los días, pero que en las noticias, por ejemplo, se pueden oír y es útil conocerlas.
Muy bien. Pues, ¿nos quieres comentar algo más?
Sí, vamos a hacer una pausa ahora de un minuto. Let's explain using that the quick break to invite our listeners. If you're enjoying this conversation about mysteries and want to learn more, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. You can also listen to our other episodes, and you can listen to Chinese and Japanese podcasts apart from our English ones. So please subscribe.
Sí, sí, con nosotros puedes aprender cualquiera de estos idiomas, ¿eh? Y la verdad es que a la gente les encantan nuestros podcasts. La verdad es que los compañeros del chino y del japonés también están haciendo un trabajo fantástico, fantástico. Qué bien. Pues tal vez podemos hablar un poquito acerca del vocabulario y dar un poquito de explicación gramatical. Vamos a compartir con nuestros escuchantes esta diapositiva. And we will talk about today's grammar point, the was and the were. So we use the was for singular things in the past. So, for example, there was a strange light in the sky, dijimos, or there was a storm in the Bermuda Triangle. Y para el plural, Aline, ¿qué usamos?
Exactly. En singular, there was. Pero en plural es there were, muy interesante, there were. Examples that we saw in our dialogue was there were many disappearances or there were reports of strange lights. Muy tener cuidado, ¿eh? Sí, separar singular de plural. There was, there were. Muy bien.
Y si queremos hacer frases en negativo, pues tenemos que añadirle la negación al final, ¿no? There wasn't para singular. Y there weren't para el plural. Y tenemos ahí algunos ejemplos, ¿no? Por ejemplo, hemos dicho, there wasn't any survivor. No hubo ningún superviviente. And there weren't any signs of the ship. No había ninguna señal del barco.
Excelente. Y si queremos hacer preguntas, entonces hacemos una inversión, ¿no? Was there a storm? Were there any survivors? Was there? Were there?
Muy bien, perfecto. Bueno, pues yo creo que con esto hemos explicado muy bien, ¿eh? El uso del there was y del there were.
Sí,
but now we can just continue a little bit more.
Yes.
Talking just using both the Bermuda Triangle mystery and there was and there were.
Exactly. Now that we've talked about the grammar, let's go back to our interesting, mysterious subject and let's go deeper into the Bermuda Triangle mystery. John, did you know that some people believe that there was a connection between the Bermuda Triangle and a powerful magnetic force that affects navigation systems?
Yes, I read that there were compasses that stopped working when ships passed through the area. Some say the magnetic pull was so strong that there wasn't any way to know where the ships were heading.
That's one theory, but another explanation is more scientific. There were strong hurricanes and storms in that region that might have caused many of the disappearances. Even today, there are powerful tropical storms in the area.
Okay, true, true. Aline, I don't know if our listeners are following just our podcast today, but it would be interesting, no, for us to know if they believe that there are mysterious things about all this Bermuda thing. So, friends, if you want to make any comment or something, or you are listening, just think about this interesting things. We're happy to know about what you think.
Yeah, I agree. I'm pretty sure there are many different opinions about it. Some people might like to see the mystery behind, or just the scientific ideas or facts. So it's nice. We want to know.
Yeah. So, and going back now to that mystery, for example, the Flight 19 case, five military planes vanished. Una palabra interesante, ¿eh? Vanished. Desaparecieron. Vanished.
¿No?
Vanished,
yeah. ¿No? Vanished.
Eso ahí no vamos a hacer publicidad, pero desaparecieron, ¿no? Desaparecen, ¿no? And there wasn't any trace of them. There were rescue planes sent to find them, but even they disappeared.
Yeah. This one, the one you've just mentioned, Jonah, is the, one of the most famous Bermuda Triangle mysteries. Some experts say the planes probably ran out of fuel, ran out of. Como yo, me quedé sin palabras. I ran out of words, ran out of fuel, se quedaron sin, and crashed into the ocean. There were strong currents, and the area is very deep, so there wasn't any wreckage to find. Recordar que hemos dicho wreckage, restos de un...
Restos del plane o de lo que sea. Eh? Sí. But some believe that there was something supernatural involved. Well, this unknown things, no, the UFO theories are also popular. And there were many sightings of strange objects in the sky.
I know. But let's not forget that many of these sightings could be explained by weather condition or even human imagination. People often see what they want to believe.
Y tú sigues RQR, ¿eh? No es fácil convencerte, ¿no? It's not easy to convince you, ¿no? But all right, one thing that fascinates me is how many of these stories have captured people's imaginations for decades. Whether there was something more or not, these mysteries still make us wonder.
And that's the power of storytelling. Contar historias, storytelling. Just like the Dama de Elche in Spain, there was a lot of speculation when it was discovered. Some thought it was from a lost civilization or even linked to alien theories.
Wow, amazing, eh? Alien theories. Pobre Dama de Elche. Eh? Okay, so there were many theories about where it came from. Now we know it's from the Iberian culture. And there were still those early years of mystery that made the discovery exciting.
That's very interesting because I live not too far. We live not too far from where the Dama de Elche is. And we don't see it so strange and weird, but maybe for other countries, it really looks from another, I don't know, planet or something. It's true. And going back to rationalizing, sometimes even when there are explanations, the mystery remains part of our culture story. Just like with the Bermuda Triangle, there was probably nothing supernatural, but the legend continues. People love that.
Yeah, people love it. And there are a lot of pictures, films related to this, and I think it will continue, you know, because people like to hear about this. So there was a real mystery or just natural events. These stories keep us curious and always wanting to learn more.
Yeah.
So very good. I think it was an interesting podcast today, Aline, talking about
mystery against science. Yes, you liked it.
That's why,
we want to know if our listeners are rather on the side of the science, or if they really believe there is something behind all those legends or stories, because of course we can't deny that strange things happened in those different situations.
And just to review with them, because mainly the class today was about the was and the where, no? Así que utilizamos esto, como hemos visto, hablando un poquito de cuando queremos hablar de algo que ocurrió en el pasado.
Muy útil.
Así que es muy útil, así que es importante.
Y lo usan muchísimo los ingleses. There was, creo que se usa mucho el there is en presente. There was, there were, there weren't, there wasn't, is there, was there, were there. Es muy bueno que nos acostumbremos a usarlo.
Sí.
Well, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed learning with Johnny and I about the Bermuda Triangle and other mysteries while practicing our English.
Yes, and remember, if you want to improve your English and learn other languages like Chinese or Japanese, well, visit trilang.com.
That's right. Subscribe to our podcast for more episodes and we'll see you next time.
Very good. Y tal vez un recordatorio antes de que se marchen. Porque es bueno que recuerden que si les gusta lo que ponemos en YouTube, en LinkedIn o en Twitch, pues que nos pongan un like.
Claro.
Necesitamos vuestros likes. Y, por supuesto, si queréis aprender inglés con nosotros, con Aline, conmigo, con Matthew, con cualquiera otro de los super profes que tenemos, con Santi, pues nada, simplemente, oye, entrar en www.docstrainland.com y os podéis suscribir y disfrutar un montón de las clases con nosotros, ¿vale? Bueno, pues Aline, un placer.
Un placer.
Okay, bye-bye. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.